Saturday, May 22nd is going to be a very busy day at the U Mountain Center. Around 60 participants will take part in the West Virginia Forest Farming Field Day at the sprawling mountain site near Hillsboro. U Mountain Center Forest Farming Coordinator Will Lewis tells us what's in store for the participants during the all-day event.
There will be six stations. Basically, each station is going to have a different workshop related to forest farming. We'll be separated out into groups of 10 that will stay together the whole time to kind of reduce possible COVID transference, just to keep it as safe as possible. And the one that I'll be doing is will kind of be just general, just showing people what we're doing at the U Mountain Center, the golden seal plantings, and, just kind of what the bigger goals are for the U Mountain Center, our forest farming efforts. There'll be another one on mushroom cultivation and production in a forest farming scenario. There'll be another one on maple syrup production. There'll be another one on propagation, so how to propagate the forest herbs. There'll be another workshop on like a site visit, so how to properly assess the sites. There'll be another one on planting, and then one on just utilizing forest herbs for medicine.
Lewis says participants will be required to wear a mask and are welcome to bring pen and paper to take notes during the demonstrations. It will be a mixture of lectures and hands-on activities, and all the workshops will be held outdoors. In addition to Lewis, other Field Day presenters are experts in the field of forest farming. Ed Daniels of Shady Grove Botanicals will talk about propagation. Ed owns a farm near Pickens, where he grows award-winning hemp, ginseng, and golden seal plants, along with other medicinal herbs. Park and Lacey Ferguson, who own Elmcrest Farm near Charleston, will lead the mushroom workshop.
This workshop is going to focus mostly on the production of them, so not necessarily identification, but yeah, shiitakes, and I'd say he'll get into some other ones like lion's mane. I'm not sure exactly which all species he's going to cover, but he's grown a lot of different types.
Tanner Filial from Rural Action will talk about planting. Katie Fotos from Future Generations University will talk about maple syrup and tapping. And Ruby Daniels from Creasy Janes will talk about how to use the forest herbs.
Her talk's going to be more on using them for medicinal aspects. I think there might be a little bit of identification involved in her workshop as well.
As of May 16th, all of the available slots have been filled for the field day on May 22nd. But even if you can't participate in the upcoming field day, Lewis says you can still find plenty of information about forest farming at the U Mountain Center.
And that's a big reason we're doing it, is to educate people about forest farming so that they can do forest farming on their land and tap into some supplemental income. So yeah, if people are interested, even if they can't make it to the event, reach out to us and we can get them some more information.
You can request to be added to the waiting list for the field day by sending an email to info@wvforestfarming.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.